Sounds on your
91.1. Something new, something urban, something different. 91.3 FM, keeping it cool on Power FM.
I don't wanna be ordinary lover. Tiene solo cara como bomba. No, no, I wanna show you true love.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
It's a silver jubilee at NAPSA, celebrating a quarter of a century of growth, innovation, and social security. Update your NAPSA details and stand a chance to win a fully serviced slot in Lusaka. For more information, visit www.napsa.co.zm or NAPSA Facebook page at Your NAPSA. Be smart. Secure your future.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
State Council Sikwota warned Zambia risks becoming a failed state amid suppression of freedoms. John Sangwa quits law to launch civic movement political party aimed at Zambia's renewal. In international news, voters head to polls as Cameroon's Paul Biya eyes extended term. In sports, Chipolo Polo coach draws lessons from FIFA World Cup qualifiers.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Senior lawyer Sakwiba Sikwota, State Council, has warned that Zambia is sliding towards becoming a failed state, citing increasing suppression of basic freedoms and selective application of the law. Mr. Sikwota expressed concern that citizens are now afraid to freely express themselves on social media for fear of arrest or harassment, especially when their opinions are critical of the government or the ruling United Party for National Development. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, State Council Sikwota argued that government's intolerance of dissent and its use of state institutions to silence opposing voices reflect on erosion of democratic values and a growing disregard for the rule of law. He also criticized that he termed selective justice, where individuals perceived to be opponents of the ruling party are arrested on allegations such as promoting tribalism or being rude, while those aligned with the government are spared. Mr. Sikwota further urged the government to engage sincerely and respectfully with the church and other stakeholders, noting that the exclusion of these key voices, such as in the recent formation of the Constitutional Review Technical Committee, has fueled mistrust and division. He emphasized that genuine dialogue, inclusivity, and respect for fundamental freedoms are essential to restoring public confidence in government institutions and safeguarding Zambia's democracy.
We were not consulted, we are an involved party.
Okay.
When I say we are not just talking about UOP, I'm going to ask any of the other political parties. Mm-hmm. They were not consulted. The only ones who were consulted perhaps were MMD, you know, those that are basically extensions of UPND.
Mm-hmm.
But ask any of the others if they were consulted, none of them were. Not even the ones who have got representation in parliament, failed state in that basic freedoms of Zambians are trampled upon. You know, if you even just go on social media, it tells you the story. People, when there's something which has been posted, some story, they'll say things that I would have talked, I would have commented, but I don't have a good lawyer. I'm sure you've seen that. That does not happen in a state which is free. That happens in a failed state where the people are afraid to even express themselves.
In another development, prominent constitutional lawyer John Sangwa State Council has ditched law to form a national civic movement devoted to rebuilding Zambia. In a statement, Mr. Sangwa said his decision is guided by the conviction that Zambia's rebirth requires a moral, civic and institutional awakening. He emphasized that he will dictate his time to rebuilding the movement by mobilizing citizens across the country under the banner of the Movement for National Renewal. He added that the movement will be anchored on the foundations of integrity, trust and constitutional discipline, and it will lay a base for citizens to participate meaningfully and responsibly in the democratic processes leading to the 2026 general election and beyond. He added that at this stage, the MNR is a civic platform and not a political party. Mr. Sangwa explained that his first national goal is to build a movement of at least 1 million citizens committed to renewal, people ready to live and lead by the Constitution. The movement targets to reach this milestone by 31st December 2025, marking a new chapter of civic readiness and shared responsibility. Joining us live is CSOs on Good Governance Acting Chairperson, Mr. Solomon Goma. Good afternoon and welcome to the Lunchtime News, sir. Hello, sir, are you there? Hello, Mr. Ngoma. We seem to be having... Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes, loud and clear.
Mr. Ngoma, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Ngoma, do you think the idea of forming a movement is good enough looking at what is taking place in Madagascar and Morocco?
So as a consortium for good governance ourselves, we acknowledge the prominent lawyer, Mr. John Sangwa, to leave legal practice and join active politics.